I have heard some concerning changes are being made without student knowledge. I've gotten this information through Safe Home and Night publicly on their Facebook pages. Those are student organizations that deal with LGBTQ housing and trauma on campus. So I've been following these organizations closely. And what I have gathered is that the Center for Victim Advocacy, while it's not being physically eliminated, the roles and duties of the advocates and the employees that work within the center are being changed. What these changes include, we aren't entirely sure. However, we do know for a fact that they are going down from 5 victim advocates to 2 advocates currently. Now they're talking about going down to 2 victim, quote, assistants. So we're going from advocates to assistants. And as a concerned alumni, I don't really know what that means, but it's concerning and super problematic. We now have information, or I do, from Safe Home on their Facebook page saying that the role of advocates will no longer include being able to escort students off campus, let's say to medical assistance or court cases, getting injunctions, all those types of things that are really necessary to help a survivor protect themselves or heal. Those assistants will not be able to help them in that regard. That single change alone, not being able to escort off campus, is very problematic and highly deleterious for the healing and support of trauma survivors, particularly, let's say, students who do not have transportation to go to the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay. We've been told that these students will need to use TransCare buses, like as a shuttle from campus to the Crisis Center, to get those services they need. And personally, I would not want to be going on a TransCare bus in a shuttle after an acute experience of trauma. So I am concerned that this will actually create falling out of cases and less survivor success and then less student success overall.
In a statement the university sent me, it says that they're always looking for ways to enhance and expand our available victim services. It does mention that they're trying to solidify a partnership with the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay that would add to, not replace, services currently available to students.
Right, exactly. I've seen a letter by Paul Dozal as well on Facebook, student government Facebook page, saying that. And while the center physically may be staying, de facto, the simple outsourcing of services, even if it is to the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay, is a stripping of the services that are available to students on campus. So while they are perhaps extending a partnership, it's also extending and moving those services away from on campus. And, you know, given preeminent university status, I really believe we should be focusing on extending and adding onto services already existing on campus rather than taking them away.
It seems like if there were changes like this, they might be rolled out maybe over the summertime so that people, when they arrive in campus, they can know about this. How do you feel as far as the changes that are happening, how they were communicated to students?
I don't think that the university has been as transparent as they possibly could be or should be with the student body, seeing as the students are the ones paying with their tuition dollars for their own health services. So I have heard from Safe Home at Night that, well, the Center for Victim Advocacy was listed on student syllabi the first week of school, and teachers were told to share that information about the advocacy services fully available on student syllabi in the first week of school. And, you know, new student orientation also told new students, freshmen, international students, this is where you can go for a myriad of trauma survivor services. So while it's true that some of those services will still be available and students always should go to the center for support and they still can, it's very strange to me and concerning that these changes are happening without professor and student knowledge. We don't know what this will mean in terms of impacting students on other campuses within the college consolidation. We also don't know whether this crisis center even has the available resources to handle this influx. But all of this being said, while the changes are being pushed through, nothing is permanent as of yet, which is really important for us to continue this conversation on social media, as well as Safe Home and Night student organizations are still collecting testimonies for victim advocacy. So if students have a story they would like to share regarding the importance of victim advocacy in their lives, they can please contact Safe Home and Night on their Facebook pages. These testimonies will be shared with administration to demonstrate how important these services truly are and why they should remain on campus. And please note that all information will be kept 100% confidential. While these changes are potentially happening, that students should still and are being encouraged to go to the Center for Advocacy Services. There currently are still two advocates on campus who do all of those services, including off-campus escorts and further resources. So CVA is there for help if you still need them. You should reach out to them on their helpline at 813-974-5757. They're located in the Student Services Building at SVC 2057 and by email at va@admin.usf.edu.